place may change. But for many people, there's a time in their lives when nothing is as important as going dancing. From the mid-1970s through most of the 1980s in New York, the man that many of those people looked to was Larry Levan. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. Of the 11 podcasts we've done so far, number 2, which was devoted to Levan's remixes, has been downloaded more than any other. So here with number 12, we return to the remixes of Larry Levan. Many of the DJs in the underground dance clubs in New York in the 70s and 80s, who have since become famous, moved from the club into the studio as remixers. One of the first, and by far the most successful, was Larry Levan. Let's get started with his remix of the tune First Time Around by Sky. Mel Cherin was one of the first record company executives to tune in to what was happening in the dance club in early 70s New York. In 1976, Cherin was one of the initial financial backers who put up the money to outfit and open the Paradise Garage. Also in 1976, he and a partner started a record company, West End Records, to record the music that was popular in the clubs. Given the connection between Cherin, West End Records, and the Paradise Garage, you would think that Larry Levan would have gotten his start as a remixer with West End, but that's not the way it happened. The preeminent label for dance music at the time was Sal Soul Records, and it was Sal Soul that first invited Levan into the recording studio. His initial remixes for Sal Soul were so successful that he was soon swamped with offers from other record companies, one of whom was West End. One of the remixes that he did for West End is unique in that it was a collaboration between Levan and French drummer, DJ, and remixer Francois Kevorkian. Here it is, the Levan Kevorkian remix of the tune Let's Go Dancin' by Spark. West End became one of the most successful dance club labels, and their most successful record was Heartbeat by Tanya Gardner. Not surprisingly, the version of Heartbeat that attracted all the attention was Larry Levan's remix. Heartbeat was written by Kenton Nix. One night, he took an acetate of the instrumental version of this song, without Gardner's vocals, to Levan in the DJ booth at the garage. Levan listened to the track on headphones while Sylvester's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real was playing in the club. When the Sylvester track reached its peak, Levan stopped the music cold and played nothing at all. The crowd got excited and began chanting Levan's name. After about 30 seconds of that, he started up the Heartbeat rhythm that begins the track, and he worked that beat for about a minute. By this time, the audience had gone nuts and were crowding around the DJ booth, clamoring to know what the name of the record was. About 3 weeks later, Kenton Nix returned to the garage with a complete version of Heartbeat with Tanya Gardner's vocals added. Levan liked it so much that he wanted Gardner to do the song live in the club. Mel Cherin, realizing that they had something special, had 2 8-foot foam rubber hearts built for the show. The hearts were connected to hydraulic motors so that when Gardner sang the song, they would beat in time with the rhythm. West End's most successful record, the Larry Levan remix of Tanya Gardner's Heartbeat.
Now you know this just don't make no kind of sense. Walking around here is so intense. You make my heart beat. You make me feel so weak. Moving all around, from my head to the ground. You make my heart beat. You make me feel so weak. Cause everything you said went right straight to my head.
Larry Levan was a big fan of Star Trek and Star Wars, and so he asked the guy who wrote Heartbeat, Kenton Nix, if he would write a song about the characters from these shows having a party in space. The result was Serious Serious Space Party, sung by Edna Holt. Levan liked the song, but it wasn't spacey enough for him, so he kept mixing it and remixing it, trying to get the sound that he wanted. Mel Cherin would later say that Levan's incessant remixing of this one song almost bankrupted West End Records. In the DJ booth at the Paradise Garage, Levan posted a handwritten list of his favorite songs. The number one song on that list was Serious Serious Space Party.
Yeah.
The underground dance scene in New York in the 1970s produced a number of very talented individuals like Walter Gibbons and Francois Kevorkian, who were both innovative DJs and excellent remixers. It also produced perhaps the most important and influential remix artist of all time in Tom Moulton. And of course, there were the first-rate world-class DJs who fueled the entire enterprise, like David Mancuso and Nicky Ciano. But there was only one person who has to be included among the ranks of the very best DJs and the very best remixers. And that person was Larry Levan. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.